60 feet by 48 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I could drive the manure spread in on one side and go right on around and turn around in the barn. Had troughs through the middle. And that way, kept things growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the other buildings around the farm?
Well, I had a big two-story brick building. It was built back in about 1700.
What was it for?
It is a dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about ready to fall down. Brick, you know, gets cracking, mm-hmm. leaning, these old buildings.
Uh-huh.
I tore that down and built me a new, this press brick, this gray brick brought on several years ago.
Oh, you know. Uh-huh. What rooms did you have? Did you have in that?
Huh?
What all rooms did you have in the new one you built?
It's built. I built it. Me and my wife George, we built it, so my wife could come out of the living room. It had two fronts to it. The highway went right in front like this. We built a front here, and then we built another front going out here on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And then our kitchen, we had a door to go from here right into the kitchen. Then the dining room was the back of the kitchen. Then the front room was the back of that. And the hall between them two and go upstairs to a two-story.
Mm-hmm. Did you have just one kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
How about the old brick house?
Well,
did you have more than one kitchen there?
Oh, that the old brick house just had one kitchen. Old houses always built a kitchen on the back end. Just one store. Build a kitchen one store, you see, and you'd go out of your dwelling in the kitchen. And the gentle steps to go down out of the dwelling into the kitchen, the floor wasn't so high.
I see. Did you cook in that same kitchen all year round?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You didn't have a summer kitchen then?
Nobody didn't know what a summer kitchen was.
Uh-huh. Well, did you have a little room off the kitchen where you keep food and things? A little room?
No, we didn't there, but after my dad was there a while, he tore this kitchen down and he had a cabin built right, brick cabin right close to the big house. And he joined that, filled in between there and the cabin, and made a dining room and a kitchen at the end of that.
I see. Uh-huh. You didn't have a little room where...
Well, there's a little room built there on the end. It had a porch to it. There's a porch on the west
uh-huh.
side of it. And you come out of the living room on this porch. And right at the end of that porch was where they kept the flour and meal and
uh-huh.
stuff. Then it had
what did you call that little place?
They called it the flour room, I think.
The flour room. You didn't call it a pantry?
Huh?
The pantry?
Yeah, his pantry would be all right.
Did you call it that, or?
Well, we...
You generally just call it the flour room.
We just called it the flour and meal room.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a big cellar that full width of the big house.
Uh-huh.
Keep all the potatoes and canned fruit and all of that in the cellar.
Uh-huh. Where'd you keep your clothing?